Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mike Spirit FM. And now, connecting through the eyes of medium Sarah May, all-seeing, all-sensing, all-knowing. Sarah May, the celebrity's choice, the top UK medium of TV and radio, will be sharing her natural empathic healing gift with you to communicate to the spirit world, sharing music, special guests, and much more. The airwaves are now open to connect. Call Sarah now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or connect to Blog Talk Radio / Mike Spirit FM and connect via Skype. And now, please welcome Sarah May.
Well, hello everybody. It's Thursday, it's 9 o'clock, and it's connecting through the eyes of medium Sarah May. And what a build up, eh, with Nick Stepani there, who did my voiceover for me. I tend to give him a little bit of a mention every week. And I know it's morning somewhere else, and it's probably morning in plenty of other places, but I do have a very special guest with me this evening who I sort of met in a Skype chat after he'd been on another show, Mr. Nick Humphrey's show, and we decided to have him on the show this week. And I'd like to introduce Mr. Matthew James, who I believe is in sunny Australia. Are you there, Matthew?
I certainly am, Sarah. Thank you for the introduction. Yeah, it's 8 o'clock in the morning here in Canberra in Australia. And it's, I think I mentioned to you just prior to the show, we're approaching about 80-odd degrees Fahrenheit at the moment. So it's fairly warm. It's not that sunny at the moment. It's a bit overcast, but it's going to be a scorcher today.
Matthew, do you have to? It's really dark here. It's extremely cold. But something I've noticed here, Matthew, I know you're in Australia, but you certainly haven't got an Australian accent. So I'm presuming you've hopped over there from England at some stage.
That is correct. I'm actually originally from near Blackpool, in the Blackpool area. I'm actually from the Fylde Coast. And we emigrated actually to New Zealand in 2002, and okay. we moved to Australia in 2008. So we've been here in Canberra for about 4.5 years now.
Fantastic. And why did you emigrate? Was there any reason for that? Is it just you wanted to go to another country, or?
I think what happened was in the early part of, or the late part of 2001, we had a holiday over in New Zealand. We had a family holiday, and we got back to the UK, and we just said, hey, let's see if we can emigrate to New Zealand, just to go somewhere else and to really have a different lifestyle. And it just went on from there. Obviously, we moved to New Zealand. We had various experiences in New Zealand, which I won't go into here. 2008, we decided that we really wanted to be in Australia after we had a holiday in Brisbane. And we thought, this is really where we want to be. We planned to go to Brisbane, but a job agent had other ideas and twisted my arm to come to Canberra. We'd never actually heard of Canberra. We didn't even know where Canberra was. And then we arrived in South Canberra. We got dropped off by my new boss at the time, and we've been here ever since.
Fantastic. I've done quite a few readings, Matthew, and obviously we talk about travel with a lot of people. And when Australia comes into the equation, I do feel there's a majority of people that say there's something really special about Australia. Don't quite know what it is. I mean, apparently very trusting there, very open there, and the people are supposed to be really easygoing. Is this what you've found?
The people are very, very, very. Yeah. No, I'm not hesitating at all, because I'm trying to think. think ahead what to actually say, because you've got to think, obviously, I'm used to doing these interviews and being on the radio now, you've got to think ahead. Yeah, they are so easygoing, it's unbelievable. I mean, the majority of them are obviously of European and UK descent, so their sense of humour is the same as ours, their understanding of life is very much the same as ours, and the people are just absolutely awesome. I mean, we've got more friends here than we've really ever had. I mean, we've not got enough days in the month to actually go around and see everybody. The vibration here is absolutely awesome. It's just all the only way to describe it is very addictive. It's when we actually I go on my travels and I do tours and expos and shows and workshops outside of Canberra. When you actually get into the ACT, ACT is Australian Capital Territory. It's actually right bang in the middle of New South Wales. It's a tiny little state that was invented, or it was created specifically because it was for the capital city was built here. The minute we see the ACT sign, we have this strong sense of we're home. We're really glad to be home. It's just got a complete feeling of its own. And when you're in Canberra, there's so very few people who actually leave Canberra once you're here.
Wow. I mean, that sounds lovely. And you say you're feeling that you feel at home. There must be something there that you must have landed home. Do you understand, on an energetic level?
On an energetic level, yeah, because it shares the same ley line as Glastonbury, apparently. And Glastonbury tour and the Isle of Avalon, etc., is one of my sort of my favourite places in all the UK. I was always going there. So there is this sense of familiarity with Canberra. Plus, Canberra is very European in places. I mean, there's one area of Canberra called Griffith that it's got all the terrace houses with all the little lean-to garages on the left-hand side, very much like Manchester. It just looks... Yeah, I'm back on, aren't I?
Did you press pause, Matthew?
Hello?
Hello there, you're back on, yeah.
I've gone.
You haven't gone, we can hear you. Are you there, Matthew? Yeah, I can see bubbles, so that's telling me that Matthew is probably coming in and out of the connection. So we'll bring him back in as soon as we can. We'll probably hear his voice in a little bit. He is quite a way away.
Sarah, are you?
I am there. Hey, can you hear me okay, Matthew? Hello. Nope, we don't have Matthew there at the moment, but he is around because I can still see him. Not literally, by the way, because obviously we're thousands of miles away over the sea. While he sort of reconnects back in, I'm going to give the number out for you to dial in, which is 760-283-4611. Free calls from America there, please, everybody. And 001 prefix for anybody that's dialing outside of America. But I will tell you, there will be a charge for that. Okay, so I like to make you aware of that. You could get yourselves a Blog Talk Radio account. You could come into the chat room and have a chat in there. I am in there. I'm not looking in there at the moment because obviously I'm talking and concentrating. But you're very welcome to do that. Have your own nickname and interact with us on all levels. Okay. I think what we'll do, we will go over to our first song and then I will try and get Matthew back in. Lines are open for you to call in. Then we will go over to some readings. And then after that, we'll probably have another song and we'll have a little bit of a chat and we will come back to you. So for all of you out there who are listening at the moment, get your bopping shoulders going, get your dancing shoes moving, because we now have Another One Bites the Dust.
All right.
Well, I was waiting for that. I knew that would be a sudden finish. Matthew, are you there? Okay. No, I can see his picture, but I can't hear him. So I'm just going to let him come in. Okay. Righty-ho, what we will do, we will go over to the first caller.
I'm here.
Hello. You know, Matthew, I had this the other day. Well, I've had it a lot lately with connections. And I think sometimes, and I know we have electrical issues and connections with the computers and stuff, but sometimes when you get a couple of psychics online together, it's really difficult to connect. I don't know whether you found this yourself. Can you hear me? I can sense all sorts of frustrations here. What I'm going to do, I'm going to go over to the first caller and I'm going to say, Mike, are you on the line?
I can't hear you apart from on radio, Sarah, so I've got to have the actual radio on to hear you, and there's a bit of a time delay as well.
Okay, Matthew.
I'm here.
I knew that would happen. It's one of those nights. Hi, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing well, yourself?
Very well, thank you. Can we check, can you hear me and have we got a connection here?
I hear you loud and clear.
Lovely. Okay, was there any reason for you calling in this evening? Well, it's evening here. I'm presuming it's a little bit earlier there where you are, Matthew.
Just a tad bit earlier, but it's approaching evening, so yes. Just a quick question, if I may, in regards to... I'm in the financial world with my business, and I've also had extreme acceleration in my own abilities over the past couple months. And I was just kind of wondering, is my business path and spiritual path going to combine to where, you know, I can do both as a business, or is the spiritual side just a nice gift?
Right, okay. It always combines because your energies work. If you're spiritual, you will be using your spiritual energies within your business as well. For example, one thing balances off another on an energetic level. And I was a bookkeeper. I had my own bookkeeping business. And mathematically and logically, I was balancing everything in my mind. And then alongside that, I had my spiritual side as well. So my actual physical work balanced everything out for me until I gave it all up, and then I became 100% spiritual. So yes, I do think that the two combine and the two work together, although they may be completely different, okay? So that's the answer to your direct question. Do you want me to link in and see if I can find anything else for you, Mike?
That would be fantastic.
Okay. I've got the sense of a gentleman around me, and my throat feels very sore, very pulled in, and... I can't explain, it's aching, I've got an aching throat. So is there somebody around the spirit world or around you that has these symptoms?
Most of my grandparents passed when I was young, so I don't know any ailments of what they had when they passed.
All right, then, let me see if I can just bring him forward and get a little bit more for you. I want to give you the name Bob, Mike. Have you got a Bob connected around you, either in the spirit world or on the earth plane?
There is a Bob in regards to business.
Oh, interesting, because we were talking about your business. Right, okay. Is he more of a client than a colleague?
Kind of a colleague who has kind of sent me some business, but nothing's really worked out.
Okay, so to me, it's like a client. It's somebody, it's a customer, or, you know, that's where I'm looking at with this. So my senses around your business, around about the February time, was there a little bit of an upheaval there for you, Mike?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Yeah. I get a distance and a pulling away. So it could have been loss of a contract or loss of business, which I feel sort of was very difficult for you at the time. But my feeling is it was meant to be, and there's changes coming in around that, okay? They give me an August birthday around you as well. So who's got the August birthday, the August passing?
August passing. Oh, that would be my mother.
Okay. Now, did this lady, I mean, I know I had the gentleman with the throat problems. Was it this lady that had throat problems, Mike?
She had cancer of everything, so.
Yeah, because my neck is really aching around this lady. But I do feel she's got a gentleman with her. Okay. And she gives me the month of June as being relevant around you. So is June a birthday or a passing as well?
June. Well, my dad has a June or July. June, I think, is my dad's birthday.
Dad's birthday. And Dad's here, is he, Mike, on the earth plane?
Yes.
Yeah. And who's David?
David. I don't know a David.
Okay. Is it somebody's middle name, Mike?
Doesn't register right now.
Matt, just take it because they're just giving me this David link around you. Mom tells me that December, okay, so there must be something in December that you celebrate or something in the December months where you may be thinking about your mom because she's telling me that she's with you in December, okay. She is showing me birthday cake here as well, but I'm not saying that the birthday is in December, but it's almost like I don't know whether she would make the birthday cake. There's a lot of white icing on.
My youngest sister's birthday is in December.
Okay, darling. So I'm presuming Mom would make this cake for your sister. Okay. I do get number 47 around you as well, Mike. Is 47 relevant with you?
47. Off the top of my head, no.
Right. Could you just take it and have a think about it? Because she's just given me number 47 around you. She's showing me some bushes that need cutting back as well. Have you got some, they look like laurel bushes to me. I don't know if you have laurel bushes in America, but she's just showing me that bushes need cutting back. Do you understand this?
I mean, I guess at my other sister's house, it would probably need some pruning going on over there.
Okay, because she's just showing me this. And I'm wondering if this lady liked to be in the garden herself. She liked to do the gardening herself and maybe liked to be outside, okay? Because she's telling me I like to be outside, all right? She's watching what's going on around your business as well. And it's almost like she's saying there are changes and there has been a few worries around this over the past 6 to 8 weeks she's given me here, okay, where maybe something's happened and you're sort of thinking, do I continue with this? Is this going to be profitable for me? And my feeling is that the transition is coming around about the February time for you, okay?
Okay.
So there's new openings and changes, but I do feel that you will still be doing what you're doing, okay? Now, I can see pipes. Have you got anything to do with pipes or hoses, Mike?
Not visible in the house.
Right. Is it anything to do with your work?
I work from home, so no.
Okay. Why have I got underground pipes and hoses?
I'm sorry, you broke up there?
Yeah, it went really loud. I've got underground pipes and hoses. Something to do with the hoses underground. And I feel like I've been dug up. Do you understand that, Mike?
The plumbing and so forth is underneath the house.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe there's something there and you'll find out about that because I just feel digging up. I don't want to bring you bad news, but that's what I can see. All right?
Okay.
Are you named after Michael?
Archangel?
No, is there somebody in the family with the name of Michael?
Michael's my full name. I don't know of any other person who was family-wise a namesake as well. I'm the only one in the family as well as I know.
I get a sense that you were named after somebody. You know how sometimes we have a name that comes out of the blue And it's something that's unique to somebody, but I get a sense that you were named after somebody. So maybe if you just have a think about that, maybe whether it's an uncle or whether it's somebody close to the family, but I'd really get a feeling that you were named after somebody. There's some sort of emotional notion around your name, okay?
Okay.
So maybe you can sort of find out around that. And I want to say that I'm with you in May. Mum's telling me that she's with you in the month of May. So
it's my birthday.
So what I want to do is bring your mum's love towards you and surround you, and she has been all around you. She brings me the smell of lilac, or almost like a lilac-y lavender smell, and she brings me that colour around you as well, almost like the smell of flowers. And I don't know whether you've smelt this yourself, but she's just bringing that in a very flowery, light and fluffy way around you. And she's saying she's going to be with you on your birthday as well, Mike. All right, darling.
Thank you. And again, with that 47, it would be a day late for that big Powerball drawing.
A day late for what, Mike?
The Powerball. I don't know if you heard about the Powerball lottery here in the United States yesterday.
Yes.
It was $550 million or something like that. So if it was a Powerball number, it was just a day late.
Oh wow! Shucks. Never mind. Thank you for calling in, Mike. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, darling. You can listen back on Blog Talk if you want to have a listen back to your reading as well. And I bring Mum's love to you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Big pleasure. Thank you. Okay, Matthew James, are you in the house? Matthew James isn't in the house.
I can hear you, Sarah, but not. I can only hear you through the actual radio. I can't hear you through Skype.
Oh, he's cutting out. I'm wondering if we bring a caller in, if Matthew could hear the caller. Mr. P in the background, what do you think with that? I'm waiting for those fingers to be typing there so I can see.
I get about 10, 15 seconds of Skype and then it cuts out.
Okay, Matthew. Do you want to have a go at a reading and we'll see how it goes and I can take over?
I don't think it's going to work, Sarah, to tell you the truth, because obviously the Skype connection.
No problem, Matthew. If you can just, I'm really sorry about that. It's such a shame because I really wanted to hear your work and I really wanted to work with you. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to have you back next week if we can. But you just sit there, and if the Skype connection improves, then we will get you back in. All right.
That's fine.
All right, darling. If it improves, then definitely come back in, yeah? Okay, then we'll go over to the lines, and we've got Kathy on the line. Are you there, Kathy?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Just get Ken to keep trying in the background. You never know, towards the end of the show, I might stay on a bit longer.
Okay, Matthew, we will do. All right. Kathy, sweetheart.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Good. Okay. We're having technical issues today, Kathy.
I see that. It's what is it now? The full moon?
Is it? I don't know. I mean, I was on Skype with a colleague yesterday, and he's a big energy, and we just kept going down. And I said, I'm going away for 20 minutes, and I'm going to call you back, because the phone broke as well. So I think it's just connections at the moment. But nothing phases me, Kathy, so it's no problem. But I can hear you, and you can hear me. And was there any particular reason why you were calling in, Kathy?
No, I guess for general reading.
All right, darling. Let's have a look and see where we're going with you. Okay. I want to say Mum. The first thing I got was Mum. All right. Now, why have I got Mum here? Give me some assistance, whoever's there. Okay, I've got the month of July, Kathy. So was it somebody's birthday or passing around about the July time?
Not right at this moment, I can't think.
An anniversary, Kathy, like a wedding or something like that?
July. No.
Okay, darling. I got 17 as well linking in. So, is there a 17 on a door or a 17 on a month around you or family?
No.
Okay. Have a little bit of a think about it while I build the energy. I've got a lady with me in the spirit world who had stomach problems. Okay. Feel like my stomach is really sore and tender. I do want to give you, I'm not saying that this is her name, but I do want to give you the name of Mary. Do you link with a Mary anywhere, Kathy?
No.
Okay. And I'm getting slow pauses with you, so I'm just trying to get the connection in. Who's the lady with the tummy problems, either in the spirit world or on the earth plane?
My mother-in-law had colon cancer.
Mother-in-law. Is she in spirit, sweetheart?
Uh-huh.
You see, that's when I got mom, because I wasn't too sure whether it was your mom.
No, mother's here.
I know. I was thinking that, and I didn't want to say, but I do feel, obviously, mother-in-law would be mom anyway. So let's just bring mother-in-law and see what we've got with her. And July doesn't connect around your mother-in-law in any way, or the number 17.
Maybe on her side of the family, but I can't think of anything on my side right now.
Okay, but if it does on hers, it could be that. It could be that what she's giving to me, because it's just evidential. So just hold on to that, and we'll see what else we can bring in for you. Okay. Now, because my stomach feels so tender and unsettled, I get a feeling, have you been tied up in knots lately, almost like emotionally?
Yes. A little
bit worried and knotted in my stomach, and almost like there's been an upset that's affected you. Do you understand this, Kathy?
Yes.
Okay. And she's just telling me about this feeling that you've got, okay? And I do feel like my chest is drawing in as well, so I'm panicking a little bit as well with you, all right? Not that you have any reason to do this, but I just feel that something's become a little bit out of control around you. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Is there an anniversary around you that has brought up some upheaval and some upset?
No, I think it's just my spiritual awakening, you know.
Right, okay, so there's nothing actually personally that's happening around you at the moment to give you these feelings.
Is there?
There's nothing personally happening
to
give you these feelings.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Is there an upset? I know you say no to me, but I've still got it. So I'm like a dog with a bone with this. Is there an upset around a boy?
No.
Is there a 17-year-old boy around you, Kathy?
Oh, yeah, my husband's grandson.
Thank you. We're there.
Hello.
I think it is.
Hello.
Now, what's happening around him? Because I'm not going to give you any bad news here, Kathy. I just feel like I'm picking up on a little bit of upset there and a little bit of emotion. And my feeling is that unsettled.
Yeah, he got his girlfriend pregnant.
Oh, that's nice. And that's where the family was going as well.
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. So we've got young babies, young people with babies. It's
too
all
young.
Yeah, but it happened. And it's almost like I feel that this baby will be here, Kathy. That's what I want to say to you. I do feel that they will see the pregnancy through.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel they will grow and learn with this. And I feel that they will be quite responsible about it as well.
Is it going to be a boy or a girl?
Well, I shouldn't give babies on air, but I get a sense I've got a boy here.
Boy? Okay.
Yeah. I also I get a feeling of May here as well. So is the baby due in May?
But where are we? December? Not sure.
Just pregnant? Okay, we'll just take May as being a link around one of them. By the way, don't go buying blue just in case, because I'm not always 100% on these boys and girls. But my feeling is that it's going to be okay. I do want to give you the name Edward as well, Kathy. Who's Edward?
Not sure right now.
Edward, unless of course they would name a child Edward, I don't know. But I do want to give you the name of Edward. I want to. I've still got that July month, so I've just thrown that July month in again. I've placed the 17, and I've placed the boy, but I've still got July. Unless of course the baby's during July, I really don't know. But just please take that July because they are talking about that. Is there somewhere outside of your house where the drive needs fixing, or there's something wrong with the drive or the paving stones?
Well, not that I know of.
Who is it that's got a wobbly paving stone? When you stand on it, it's almost like, ooh, and I wobble.
Not sure.
Okay. Just watch out around that, okay? Because I'm not saying anybody's going to get harmed or hurt here, but it almost looks like a slab to me that's a little bit wobbly, okay? And it's connected around somebody that you know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do I have a George linking anywhere with you, Kathy?
I think my mother-in-law had a relative named George.
Okay. And this 17-year-old boy, I'm presuming it connects in her side of the family.
Yeah,
because that's why she's come through, you see. It's almost like a celebration of the new birth of the boy, and it's going to be absolutely fine, honestly. Is there anything you want to ask me, sweetheart?
I'm working on my mediumship. Do you see how I'll be going in the future?
I love your voice. I love your connection. You've got your non-egotistical, which is, with this, you've got to be as basic and simple as you possibly can. I feel you've got an excellent connection, but I feel you're frightened to speak.
Well,
okay.
What can I do to change that?
Speak.
Speak? Okay, I'll speak.
Whatever you get in your head, no matter how silly you think it is, or whether you look at somebody and you think, well, everybody's lost a mum or a dad at a certain age or blah, 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 don't even go there. Let the sceptics do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
What I would say to you is free flow with it. Just talk it out. Whatever comes into your head, practice with the talking and the voice, because it's your throat chakra here. Everything's there and everything's ready. And you will find that as you're talking to people, they're just going to drop the faces and look at you as if to say, how on earth did she know that? And it's silly little things, okay? And I think it's there. I think it's full. I think it's ready. And I think it's there. And I really feel practice makes perfect. And the interesting thing is, I will announce to you and everybody now on the show, Kathy, I'm starting a 2-hour show next week, so the show will be longer. And a part of that, I am bringing in, behind the scenes, we have a man by the name, I'm not going to tell you his name, but I might do next week. It's our Mr. P, and you'll all see him in the chat room, chatting away. Mr. P, I'm going to bring on every week, every Thursday, for 10 minutes or so, and we're going to do a little bit of development with him.
Oh.
So this is going to be very interesting. And we might even bring in his wife, Carol. So I might alternate with them. All right. Now that's for everybody. So we're going to bring that in for 10, 15 minutes within the show. We're going to have development with Mr. P. So all of you callers, some of you may call in, you may be part of that. And it'd be lovely if somebody like you did, Kathy, because obviously you're spiritual and you'll help with the energies. So that's something for everybody to know about. And that starts next week, from next week on, 9 till 11 p.m. UK time. And obviously you need to work out your times. But thank you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, darling. Nice talking to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, darling.
Sarah, I'm back. It's staying
back.
On.
Oh, Matthew, I'm going to bring a caller in for you, sweetheart.
Cool.
But I don't know the caller's name. So, Mr. P, are you there? Katie, I think we've got Katie for you there, Katie.
Oh.
For me?
Katie, darling, I am going to connect you with the fantastic Matthew James. Spirit.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah. Off you go, Matt.
Hi, Katie. How are you today?
Okay, how you doing? I know you have a little problem there.
I decided to log out and log back in on Skype, and it seems to have worked. So.
Okay, probably got jammed up.
I did it in time to be able to obviously give you a bit of a reading on air. Now, the first thing I'm actually getting is this strong sense of you rebuilding your life to a certain degree. It's all about planting the seeds, beginning again. But I was feeling it was more in a business sense. It may well also be in a personal life sense, but there is this sense of activity around you. It's the best way of putting it. A lot of confidence. Confidence is high. I get a sense that you are now able to live in what I call the now. You're able to put your past mistakes behind you. I know that I have a grandparent here. I'm going to say I've got a grandfather. The chances are it's going to be on father's side. He's given me an almighty pressure across the heart and the chest area. Told me he took an almighty whack before he actually died, and I'm feeling that that was a strong heart attack. And he's actually saying to you, Kathy, that you can actually move forwards and you can make this difference that you're trying to bring into your life. Do you understand what has been said to you? Because I tend to give the message and then ask questions later.
I don't have a grandfather on my father's side that I know, anyway. You know, mother's side.
Okay, so I took a punt because I wasn't, to tell you the truth, I wasn't told which side of the family, and I just got the impression it was on father's side. So part of your message is going to be talking about father or father's side, and I've probably got the two messages rolled into one. So this is your mother's father. It's your grandfather on your mother's side. He had a heart attack, did he? A very powerful heart attack.
I believe that's what had happened.
Right, because I felt it right across my chest, and the way he said it was a mighty thump. So this is a heart attack, he said, that ended all heart attacks. So I don't know whether he had a few of them, but I think what he's trying to impress is it happened very, very quickly, and it was obviously very, very, very painless. So, but do you understand the bit about the rebuilding and the restructuring of your life here that has been emphasized?
I'm not sure what that might mean.
Right. Are you in any way, shape, or form looking for a different work or changing your lifestyle or looking in a completely different direction to actually be living at this moment? Because it is about, it's all about rebuilding this information that's been passed to me.
No, I mean, I don't have any future plans to change jobs or anything like that.
Okay, how far back are we going then in your life? Is this a past reading? Am I going back in your life? When did you have to restructure or rebuild here?
Restructure or rebuild?
Rebuild your life, yeah. Because I was clearly getting this fresh start and this fresh beginning here. I mean, it was laid out to me that there was this rebuilding. I mean, normally it's pretty precise, the information I'm given, and it normally makes a lot of sense to the person at the time. But I know from your reaction, you're going, hang on a minute, this doesn't make sense to me. So who are they talking about around you then? Who are you helping in a way? Who are you guiding in a way? Who does this actually apply to? Because I know the information's right, and it's my job to try and now locate where this information is coming from.
Who am I trying to help?
Yeah. Who is it in your immediate family? Is it an offspring? Is it a sibling? There is this definite rebuilding going on somewhere that is of significance.
I wish he could, but he don't get nowhere. I do have a sibling that I wish could move on and they could make it on their own, but it doesn't happen.
You are very optimistic, aren't you? And you actually remain, you're focused on the now and you're ever hopeful, aren't you? That's your personality, isn't it? You are very, very ever hopeful, always living in the now, thinking about things are going to get better tomorrow.
I don't know, because I've been putting up with this for a long time, and I'm not getting anywhere.
It's simple. I'm not actually with you with this information, and I'm going to have to just literally say, Sarah, are you there? It's very, very rare that I don't get a connection, which is fine. There's obviously a reason for it. Sarah, are you there?
I'm here, Matthew, darling. Don't worry.
I'm not. It's a rare occurrence that I don't get a connection, but, I mean, the information's there. It's just, as you know, what it's like to try and interpret the information.
I know. And sometimes the information is not for that person. Sometimes it could be somebody in the chat room, or, you know, it could be somebody connected with them. Okay. Let's have a quick look and see what we've got. It's Katie, isn't it, sweetheart?
That's my nickname, but it's Catherine.
Catherine. Okay, Catherine. Now, Matthew, you gave chest pains, didn't you?
That's right, and a grandfather. I mean, I'm still actually feeling those pressures, so he's still very much there with me.
He is.
Still pressing the button saying, no, you're right with the information. I mean,
you are. Yeah.
You know what it's like when you're being a ferret? It's like, you know the information is right, but you get the frustration of how do you get that message across?
Yes. I've got chest pains as well here, Matthew. Catherine, I want to give you the name of William. Have you got a William connected around you anywhere, or a Bill?
William or Bill I know is my brother-in-law, that's it.
That's fine, that's evidence, sweetheart. Spirit's giving evidence so that we know that we're with you, because I know that what Matthew's giving you is linking in with you, and I'm just trying to bring a little bit more in for you. I also have the name Elizabeth. Who's Elizabeth around you?
I don't know an Elizabeth.
All right, darling. Is it somebody's middle name, maybe? And then maybe in the spirit world they could be in the earth plane around you.
No, not that I know.
Okay. Don't worry. Matthew, probably like me, I bombard people because spirit comes through thick and fast. And when it doesn't connect, the energy almost overrides. But what I want to say to you is I've got the month of May connecting with you as well. Has anybody got birthdays or passings around the month of May?
No.
Right, we're getting blocks here, sweet. Let's just have a look and see where we're going. Somebody's just put a pair of glasses on me, and they're circling my eyes. So who is it that wears the round glasses, or wore the round glasses?
Round glasses?
Round glasses.
Yeah, probably my grandfather.
So grandfather connection is there with you, sweetie. Okay, because he's got my fingers, and they're circling my eyes. He really wants to let you know that he really is there. It's so important that you understand he is there, and he really wants to connect in with you. Do you get a pain around the back of your neck?
Yes, like in the back of my shoulder, my neck area, yeah.
He's telling me about the pain that you get in the back of your neck, okay? And he's saying, I know there might be, I don't know whether there is actually a health issue with that area of your body, sweetheart, but I do know that it also connects around stress levels with you. When you get stressed, it almost like builds up as though it's too much around that area, okay?
Yeah, I do have a lot of stress, so.
I feel like with my Reiki, I feel like I just want to lift it off for you. I really do. Just dust it off and lift it off. I've got a Sean connecting in as well. Now, who's Sean?
I don't have a Sean.
You don't, sweetie? Just take it because it's there. Sean? Does it sound like that?
No. No, okay. I don't have a Sean.
Okay, we've got some connections in with you. What I want to say to you is, was there anything specific that you wanted to know?
Yeah, kind of. I wanted to... can you tell me how many grandchildren I have? Because there's a possibility I may have more than I know, and that's worrying me because I don't know if this is my grandchild or not.
I'm getting a 5 here. I don't know
well,
whether
as you were about to say that, Sarah,
yeah,
I had four stroke 5, but I'm also being brought in to my attention that this grandfather is definitely pushing a young child forward, like a boy was lost as well, and he's trying to emphasise this boy connects in. But I was getting four stroke 5, and you said 5 straight away. I'm thinking I should have spoken up quicker, because it just sounds like I'm just saying it because you said it, but I was getting 4, 5, and you got 5. So, Kathy, is there 5 grandchildren?
I mean, alive. A couple of my daughter-in-laws, you know, lost some babies. They had some miscarriages. And I think that was like 3 of them. One had 2
okay.
and the other had 1. But I'm concerned about the one that is alive, you know, that's here on Earth.
Going back to my original message, right, because I got your voice vibration, and obviously I tend to work on voice vibration, and the first thing I got was this rebuilding. I'm going back to that original message and saying, where this particular grandchild is that you are asking about, is there anything about asthma or bronchitis or any breathing problems? Because I suddenly am finding it very, very difficult to breathe here. Like there was a bronchitis or was a tightening of the chest area there.
I don't know much about this one, about this grandchild. I just found out about their possibility that it's my son's, but I don't know because they haven't did any testing, so it's
right,
kind of like...
So your son is, like you described earlier, a bit of a procrastinator, doesn't want to actually get on with things in his life, is quite happy to sit in the situation he's in, and you've got a grandfather here who has been quite obstinate, quite insistent that he's here, and quite insistent that he wants to get that son of yours off his backside and actually rebuild his life. I mean, that's the way I'm going to interpret this, that there's a bomb being put up his backside.
My son has tried to find out, but the person isn't working with him. So I don't know. He don't know. We're just in limbo. I don't know. I mean, I would like to know if it is or not, but
nothing in this. pardon me. See, I've now got this sore throat now. I'm going to have to interpret this right to lose this condition, because once I've got a condition and I don't interpret it right, it just stays with me. I've just got a feeling that this refers to where this communication breakdown is going to be between your son and the mother of this child. I'm just going to say like this, that's going to be water under the bridge. This is going to be a rebuilding. This is going to be a fresh start. There's going to be something where this is worked upon, because I've got a strong inkling here, because my intuition's telling me so, that he does definitely need that that test. He needs that DNA test, or he needs that test in there, because there is a strong possibility that that is actually his.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's being presented for his life to be rebuilt. There's something about this child. There's something around that situation that might give him the impetus to actually rebuild his life. It's important. This grandfather is pushing this situation on him. I do believe that there has been a child lost there. Either your son has experienced there being a miscarriage or an abortion, or that mother have actually lost a child. And I do actually feel that the situation that's being pressed here is an important one for your son. It might just be the making of him.
Well, he was married, and his wife lost one of the babies. She had a miscarriage. Huh?
Do you know if there was a possibility, had it formed enough for it to be a boy, because this boy's been pushed on me, you see?
I don't know. She just lost it with, like, a couple weeks into her pregnancy, so I don't know what, you know.
Okay, so I'm going to interpret that it would have been a boy if it had survived. I also want to interpret that the relationship, the communications between those two have been ridiculously frayed and have been really difficult. And grandfather is saying that what has got to happen is these two have got to reconcile somehow, and they've got to get on speaking terms because there's things still to be done between them. Not necessarily as husband and wife again, but certainly as friendship. That's the way it seems to be being emphasised to me.
Fantastic. So, Matthew, from sort of a weak link, we've really got a lot of information there for you, Kathy, sweetheart.
I mean, do you think this is a possibility that this might be, or you don't see it as being his?
I say there's a distinct possibility, personally. I mean, otherwise, I wouldn't have got the strength of the message. This grandfather was really obstinate and very, very stubborn, because this guy is still standing there saying, no, you keep at this until you get my message across.
Yeah, yes, grandfather, is he an old? Is he pretty old?
The way he's presenting himself to me is he was pretty handsome in his time. He was a bit of a looker in his time, is the way emphasizing it. So I've got a feeling that...
Oh, I think it's my father-in-law.
Okay. And was he obstinate? And was he a bit of a determined individual?
Yes.
Like getting his own way?
Pardon?
He liked getting his own way. He was never wrong. That's the feeling I have here. When he knew he was right, he stuck to his guns, because he's making me stick to my guns here.
Yeah, he was very handsome, wavy hair, and a young age, very muscular.
He was a looker. That's the word. He said he was a looker.
Yeah, he was a looker. Yeah, the girl.
And he was a charmer.
Yeah. That's my husband's father. That's my father-in-law, probably.
Right.
And yes, he did have pains. Excuse me. He did have very bad pains in his chest. Yes, he did.
Well,
when he died.
There we go.
Yes.
Now, listen, sweetheart. We've gotten your connection in there. Take that with Matthew's love. And thank you so much for calling into the show. Matthew, sweet, I want to bring one more caller in for you, if that's okay for you.
That's fine.
Kathy, darling, thank you. And listen back to the archives, darling. Thank you so much. Okay, we've got a few short minutes left, Matthew. And because obviously you've only done the one reading, I want to bring somebody in very quickly. And
that's
Kevin,
cool.
Are you there? Kevin?
Hi, Sarah.
Hello, I know Kevin, Matthew. So I'm going to drop him over to you and have you two work together.
Hi, Kevin. How are you today, mate?
I'm great, thank you, Matthew. Good to see you. Good to hear you, rather.
Yeah. Oh, the sympathy in your voice, Kevin, is unbelievable. The warble in your voice, there is some distress there. You're holding something in there, or you are dealing with something of a stress nature. You're holding too much in. I've got that on your voice vibration.
Okay.
I know, by the way, you're laughing, but if you were sitting in front of me, there would have been a bit of body language to say that what I'm saying is right. I get very, I'm going to go with very empathic or very caring nature around you. I don't suppose you're in a nursing or a caring vibration, but you should be, because I can just see that you can look through other people's eyes before you actually look through your own, i.e. you're there for everybody else.
Okay.
What is your job? I know it's not a carer, and I know it's not a nurse, but what is your job?
No, but I have worked in hospital condition in a hospital.
But it's not your job at the moment. That's what a grandmother is trying to stress on me here. I've got a grandmother vibration, a very gentle lady, and what she's trying to stress on me is that Kevin is at a crossroads. He is at a watershed time in his life. He can either go left, continuing what he's doing, or he can go right and completely take a new bold step as far as career or lifestyle is concerned. Do you know about that that watershed, that signpost? Have you arrived at it yet?
Yes, I do know about it, and it was something I was thinking about today, Matthew, strangely enough.
What are you doing about it? I mean, you can't just stay where you are. You can't stand firm where you are, because you're not that type of person. You are not the stream that doesn't have fresh water in it. You don't go stale. Do you know what I mean? You have to do something different. You always have it beat, this lady's saying to me. So I know I've got a, I know that I've got a grandmother who I'm going to say is pretty much around you all the time, pretty much aware of your thoughts and your thought processes, is knows you only too well. And once you've got your, it's a, once you've got the bee in your bonnet, once you've got something in your head, you've got to do it. And she says you're getting to that point now.
Well, yeah, that's, you're spot on, actually, because today I was actually thinking about volunteering for the Marie Curie cancer home, just as a volunteer visitor type thing.
Right. Now, what's holding you back, Ralph? What's the restraint? And I know what the restraint is because I've had it pointed out to me. Would you be able to place a family member who would have suffered terribly with cancer so you know what you're letting yourself in for?
Indeed, yes.
Right. And would that be the reason that's holding you back, because you still remember all that suffering and how much it affected you?
It's probably not a holdback. No, it's in fact, it's probably even more so.
It's probably inspiring you, but I've got to say, there's the way it's been given to me is there's a little bit of reticence there. There is a little bit of reluctance. That's the way it's been emphasised to me.
Okay, yeah, it's probably just something I've put off for a time now. But I was actually reconsidering it today, actually getting in touch and putting that into process.
Well, you know that spirit are very much in the simultaneous past, present and future. This lady actually sees you actually going there and doing this. That's
yeah,
the
sure,
importance
yeah.
of this message. But you will be doing this.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
And it's not a, look, this is an opinion, this is what you must do. It is more a, it's a foregone conclusion. You've already made your mind up, and it's probably going to be the best thing that you'll ever do.
Very good, Matthew, yeah.
Now, I want to actually place the name Michael around you. Now, I'm feeling that you're probably going to say to me, I don't know who Michael is. This lady is then impressing on me that you will know who Michael is. It's going to be an important connection in your life. You've got to watch out for Michael.
Okay. I have a friend, Michael, who I haven't seen for some time. Lost contact
now,
with.
Yeah, but connected to this voluntary work, though.
Ah, no.
Right.
Okay. I'll watch for that now.
She was specific that Mike, you haven't, it's not a Mike that you know. It's a Mike you haven't met yet.
Okay, thank you. I'll watch for that.
I know it's a short and sweet message, Kevin, but I actually hope that was an actual help or it was an insight for you.
Yeah, sure, Matthew. That's brilliant. Thank you very much for your help.
Thank you, Kevin. It's a pleasure.
God bless.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks. Take care.
Kevin, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you for coming in, sweetheart. Lovely to hear your voice.
That's the first
Mr.
time
Kevin
I've joined
Masters,
on
everybody. We'll have you back again, Kev. We'll have you back coming doing some readings one of the days, yeah?
Anytime.
I'll talk to you soon. Yeah, Kevin Masters, Matthew. Fantastic medium.
You actually feel it in, I felt it in his voice immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately, it was there. And I didn't want to do the usual. Oh, you do this kind of thing, or oh, you're a medium yourself, because that's a little bit cliched that everybody says. I'd rather get the information that I was given. Obviously, a grandmother's around Kevin as some sort of inspirer or some kind of helper.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Lovely. Okay, Kev, we will reconnect, and I'm sure you will connect with Matthew. That was a lovely reading, Matthew. Thank you ever so much for that.
Yeah, great show. I'm glad you're going on for 2 hours now.
Oh, thanks, Kev.
Brilliant.
I'll talk to you soon, darling.
Yeah, take care. Good
bye, darling. Bye.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
I Now, I do know that we have gone off air and the people that are listening back to the archives will be able to hear this bit. And Matthew, I think it's important for you to sort of let us know how to get hold of you.
Yeah, it's my website is www.matthewjamesmedium.com, all one word. There's all details on there about my phone readings, my Skype readings, my video readings. There's all details on under the services, under the readings page on there. I can be found on Facebook. It's MJ Medium. It's my public figure page. You just put MJ Medium in the search engine or Matthew James Medium and it will come up on my public figure page. And I've also got a set of my own cards called The Light of Truth Oracle. They are on Facebook as well. And I think those are the three most important sort of connections with me.
Okay, or you can come on to my friends, Medium Sarah May, and find Matthew there. Definitely have you back, Matthew, very soon. And been lovely working with you.
Just interrupting, do you know where you're doing this psychic development? You're starting next week with your 2-hour show.
Yeah.
I also do psychic development. I call it IMT, Intensive Mediumship Training and Self-Development. Now, if you're interested in me being on the show again next week, maybe I could get involved in that.
Yeah, how about you come back again next week because we had techie issues.
That would be awesome.
And it'd be nice if we have the full 2 hours where because your energy's really built, you know, and we'll do that next week. So come back next week, Matthew, and you and me. And we'll have a dabble with our Ken, the producer. So we're going to leave it at that. Okay, darling, you come back next week. I'd like to say thank you very much. And I'd like to say to everybody, be happy, feel the love, be safe, and we'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to the show. Sarah is available on Facebook. Just search Medium Sarah May, or you're welcome to follow on Twitter at May Sarah May. To book your personal one-to-one reading with Sarah May, visit her website at www.sarahmaypsychic.com or simply email maysarah58@googlemail.com or add her to Skype, Sarah May Psychic. Until next week, remember to live, love and laugh, and take good care.